Thanks for joining us. I'm Jen Pennington, and I work closely with the Seattle Firefighters Healthcare Trust. This is the first ever episode of our new Listen Up L27 podcast, and we are thrilled to bring some great topics to your commute, your workout, or your beanery tables. And we're going to start this first episode easing into our mental health series. Today, we're going to be talking about mindfulness and some apps to help with stress management. So some of you may be thinking, what kind of woo-woo kumbaya nonsense is this? But stay with me. It's not what you think. We've got two amazing doctors in the house that you're going to hear a lot from in our series, and they're here to help bring your stress levels down with some great advice and good resources. First up, meet clinical psychologist Dr. Beth Murphy. A former firefighter herself, Beth has been a leading voice in the field of mental health and an expert on working with firefighters. She has a deeply personal understanding of the topic. You'll also hear from Dr. Marcy Hamrick, a physician with the Station 2 clinic in Belltown who's been treating firefighters for over a decade. So with that, sit back, relax. We invite you to listen up, L27.
I'm Dr. Beth Murphy. I'm a clinical psychologist here at Station 2 Clinic and a retired firefighter from the city of Bellevue. So I was a firefighter, EMTE, and hazmat tech. And I did that for about 12 years and ended up leaving because of an injury. So found that it was really hard on the body, as I'm sure Marcy can attest to from all the people that she talks with.
My name is Dr. Marcy Hamrick. I'm the physician at Station 2 Clinic, and I've been working with the Seattle Fire Department since 2013, so almost 10 years now. I think of mindfulness as paying attention to the present moment on purpose, but with a sense of non-judgment, to recognize what is true in a given moment.
Mindfulness as a stress management strategy is phenomenal. Mindfulness is being present. We spend so much time thinking about the next thing, and that really is part of the firefighter mentality. You have to be prepared. So that means you're always thinking about the next thing. And then the more stress that builds up, the more likely you are to be thinking ahead to try and manage whatever comes up so that you won't get overstressed. So mindfulness, one, is it helps you be present in the moment and to have that awareness of yourself in that moment and in whatever that interaction is.
And I think a lot of people think of mindfulness as, oh, I need to feel peaceful or happy or calm. And actually, it's just noticing what is. It may be, I'm really tired, or I'm really pissed off, or I'm feeling sad, or I'm feeling worried. All of that is being mindful, is actually noticing what is true. I think the tough, maybe the harder part of mindfulness as a practice is adding that sense of however I'm feeling or whatever is happening, whatever is true is okay. And it's like we add this second layer of I'm feeling this way and I feel guilty about it. Or I'm feeling this way and I'm judging myself as being weak because I feel this way. And we get ourselves into this spiral that leads nowhere good.
80% of our thoughts are negative. They actually did a study on that. The practice of mindfulness allows you to recognize that you have a lot of thoughts and they're not always helpful.
That is an evolutionary trait that we think negatively. It has kept us alive for as long as we've been around. Mm-hmm. So we have this negative bias, which is natural, but as you said, just noticing how negative our thinking is and how we worry about things, and that worry is not helpful, it's taking away from the joyfulness and the presence that we may have in our lives, which are happening right here, right now. So I think that's the beauty of mindfulness practice. Is again, it's not like blissing out, it's just becoming more present to our lives and to the people we care about. Some apps that I have sometimes recommend to people is Headspace. A lot of firefighters resonate with Headspace because it's a little less frou-frou. It's like kind of grounded, down to earth material.
I really like an app called Breathe, and it's B-R-E-E-T-H-E, and it's actually an app that I use. And I like it because it has a variety of meditations, mindful meditations, but it also has other techniques like self-hypnosis, emotional freedom technique, which is also known as tapping. And then it has classes that you can do. But it has a series that will walk you through from beginning meditation through advanced meditation. So that one I really like and I use it. Calm is another one. If you have HBO Max, then you can access some content that's by Calm on HBO Max. If you have Netflix and a smart TV, Netflix and a smart TV, you can access Headspace content.
I think a lot of firefighters have used the Peloton app. I think a lot of people don't realize that there's a whole section of meditations, and they're actually pretty good quality.
Some others would be iFit, 10% happier, something that's free that I find really, really helpful is actually not an app. Tara Brach, she's a Buddhist psychologist, and she has thousands of talks and meditations that you can access for free. And so it's tarabrach.com. Her stuff is amazing. She was like my first introduction to mindful meditation. So, and the idea of non-judgment.
I let people know about an organization called Mindfulness Northwest, and they have both in-person and virtual classes that can be done in a one-time workshop, or the classic program to learn mindfulness is an 8-week, once a week program called Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction. And it actually has been extensively researched for more than 50 years for people with depression, anxiety, chronic pain, insomnia, with amazing results far superior to any pharmaceutical that we know of. And yet a lot of people don't know about it, and insurance doesn't pay for. MBSR is the acronym that it's often referred to as. And if you were to just Google MBSR, Mindfulness Northwest is the local organization that has classes. But there's a lot of websites about MBSR that have links to the practices that are included in that program.
Most of the time when I tell firefighters that they should meditate, I get an eye roll, which makes me chuckle. But a lot of times the resistance really comes from they think about meditation as, well, I need to clear my mind. And I think that, and while there are meditation styles that would be the purpose, mindful meditation is just about that acknowledgement of like what's going on in your head and the non-judgment, like that's okay, you know, and you don't get carried away with it. So having an app is very useful because then they can just follow along, which actually can help them kind of focus on actually what they're trying to do.
Thanks for listening. Listen Up L27 is brought to you by Seattle Firefighters Healthcare Trust and Local 27. Thanks to our recording engineer, Ted Grudowski. I'm your host, Jen Pennington, and until next time, stay safe and stay healthy.